This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado's public schools gained more than 3,000 students last year, but enrollment remains far below pre-pandemic levels. CPR's education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
This year, preschool and kindergarten grew the most. That's because last year, some parents delayed starting their children in school due to the pandemic. Still, half of the grades showed decreases, with the biggest drops in 6th and 7th grades. Hispanic students had the largest gain in enrollment, while white students showed the biggest decline. El Paso County's Harrison 2 School District saw the biggest increase in students overall, while Los Animas District in southwestern Colorado saw the biggest decline. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
More people are using rapid tests to find out if they have COVID-19 and whether it's safe to gather with loved ones. Dr. Richard Zane is with UC Health's top expert on COVID. He says the testing protocols are somewhat misleading and that the results of a rapid test can either be interpreted as positive or raise more questions.
It cannot rule anything out or say you don't have something or say you're safe. If it's positive, it's positive. If it's not positive, it's as though you didn't do the test.
At-home tests are not as sensitive or as accurate as PCRs. In some studies, at-home tests were found to be about 85% effective at detecting COVID-19. This is CPR News and KRCC. In Denver, it's 26 degrees. It's 8:06.